Shalom uvrach, everyone. Erev Tov. Great to be learning once again with you. And here we are during Bein HaMetzarim, a time when the Avodas HaTfilah takes on special urgency. Shifri k'mayim libech nochach p'nei Hashem. As we've said many times before, that Tfilah is really reaching in the deepest way to the Borei Olam. And coming together to work on our Tfilah, to see the amkos, the depth, the beauty of Tfilah, to appreciate it is a special relevance during this time. We're in the middle of the very last of the Birchos HaShachar, and in fact, it's perhaps the longest single bracha in Birchos HaShachar. The bracha of Hamavir Shena, Me'eno Yisnuma Me'afapoi. It's a bracha from the Gemara in Brachos, and it's kemat, the text is very, very similar. It's almost word for word, exactly what we find in the Gemara, what we find in our Siddurim. We last time started learning this bracha based upon a Torah from Yerucham Levavitz, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Levracha, the Hilag Mir Mashgiach, who said that the bracha of Amavir Shena Meina Yisnu Me'mafapai, that their Ebishter should remove the sleep from our eyes, the slumber from our eyelids. It's not only about physical sleep. Of course, it's about that we're awake, to remove all the sleep, all the drowsiness, but it's something much more. He said that really what we're talking about now is that a person throughout their life is in a bechina, very often falls into a state of spiritual sleep, that we're not really awake. We know, of course, the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar talks about this, Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet, where he says the remez of the shofar is Uri Yishenim Mishen Aschem, right? Vakitzut Mitar Demaschem, where the Rambam says that we have to wake up from our sleep. We have to wake up from our slumber, and that's exactly the sleep and slumber that Rabbi Yerucham says that we're talking about, that we thank Hashem for helping remove the sleep, that we can stay woke, we can stay connected to our ultimate purpose, and that's really the whole theme of this bracha, right? Because the bracha doesn't fit, the continuation of the bracha doesn't fit with Hamavir Shena. If Hamavir Shena is really just about physically God taking away sleep and slumber, really waking us up in the morning, right? The bracha for the Red Bull bracha, you know, the bracha of the caffeine shot bracha, the double espresso bracha, Hamavir Shena Me'enoi, Usnuma Me'afapai, Ebishter, you're really waking me up, thank you. So then why does it continue with talking about Torah and mitzvahs? Why does it continue talking about the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer HaTov? What does that have to do with being awake? So Elamai, as Rabbi Yerucham says, it means being spiritually awake. And that there are times that we know we get lulled into a sense of a certain slumber and sleep, but this bracha is about every day recognizing reality, every day thanking the Ebishter and asking the Ribbono Shel Olam that we could stay woke spiritually. And we were in the middle of the bracha, and we left off with a v'lo'li day v'zayon. And I'd like to just finish the bracha tonight. And again, when we're doing the shiurim, this isn't about covering ground, the shiurim. The shiurim are about just appreciating what we're saying every day. And I really don't want to do a mass amount. I don't only want to do one thing each year, but a few ideas each year. And that's what you should be working on the next week, that week. Meaning you work on what we learn together the week. And Bez Hashem, next week we have new things. I know even if I'm only giving this year for myself, it's being mechazik my tefillah, going over these ideas each week together with you. But when we talk about v'lo'li day nisayon, we said that we know that the Mitzvah Sesharim points out that we're here, lamud b'nisayon, to stand up to the challenges that Hashem gives us, and we know that it's a lashon nisayon of a nace, of a pole, of a staff, of a banner, because the whole purpose of a nisayon is to make it clear to us who we are and the kochos that we are, that we have, because Hashem doesn't need to test us. Hashem knows everything. Hashem knows what we're going to do. It's for us, the Nisayon. But yet we ask, V'loli de Nisayon. Hashem, don't bring us to Nisayon. Because we have certain pachad of a Nisayon. Right? David HaMelech asked to be tested, and as the Gemara and Sanhedrin and Shabbos says, it did not go well. We don't go around looking for Nisayonos. So we ask Hashem, don't bring us to Nisayonos. Right? That the very act of asking not to be brought to nisayon is bechira chafshis of trying to stay away from nisyonos, right? But then we say veloli de vizayon, that Hashem, we shouldn't be brought to disgrace. And we ended off last year talking about the pashut pshat of veloli de vizayon, that we shouldn't come to disgrace. What does it mean? It means that we shouldn't fail our tests. That there's a certain disgrace if Rachmana Litzlan, we don't pass those nisyonos that we have to face. But there's also a little bit of a deeper pshat of veloli de vizayon. Veloli de vizayon doesn't necessarily mean per se that we should pass all our nisyonos. As Shlomo HaMelech tells us, ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yasa tova lo yechta. There is no one in the world, in Sefer Koheles, there is no one in the world that is perfect that doesn't sin. Everyone sins. Everyone falls. Everyone makes a mistake. So it's only natural that we're going to come to sin. So there's a different pshat of veloli de vizayon, again, that one level posh pshat that we shouldn't sin, and that's a disgrace when we sin. Okay, I hear it. But veloli de vizayon, that even when I do sin, don't let me feel disgraced from it. Meaning, don't let me become into the veloli de vizayon, don't let me come into the hands of disgrace. Right? What does that mean? Don't let my averos determine who I am. Don't let my averos paint my self-portrait of how I see myself. Veloli de vizayon, that even when I do fall Eibishter, let me not be disgraced. Let me get pick myself back up and run back to you. Right? And this is a very, very important nisayon, a very important yesod of veloli de vizayon. That it's natural we're going to come to tests. It's natural that we're going to fail tests. It's natural that we're going to sin. Again, please don't get me wrong. Oh, Rabbi Marcus says, go sin. It's gishmak. Feel good about your averus. No. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying bizayon, disgrace, is a very harsh thing. It's a very harsh term. Bozui is disgraceful and despised, right? That you're not despised. The Eibush never despises you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to remove all our avonos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And that's why the Eibishter is doing so much for us. And we spoke about it a little bit on Shabbos in our Kehillah, the concept that during these 3 weeks, we're supposed to feel Avas Hashem Osanu. The whole concept, the avod of crying during these weeks is because the crying shows a deep spiritual and emotional connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So when you sin, Loli De Vizayon, Hashem, if I do sin, don't let me feel disgraced. Don't let me feel despised by you, Eibishter. I want to feel your love. I want to feel connected to you always. And that's a little bit of a different pshat of veloli de vizayon. You know, one of the great tzaddikim, one of the Heilige Rebbes, he said that, you know what a real chassid is? A person that mamish can sin, and then at night and the next morning get up and say, okay, Eibishter, I know you love me, and pour his heart out to Hashem, pour her heart out to Hashem, and feel that Havas Hashem Osanu, that Hashem is there to be mekabel tshuva, and Hashem's hand is always open to accept Bali tshuva, and we should all be zocha to be Bali tshuva, right? It's the famous story of the Beis Yisrael of Ger, Zechusi Yagin Aleinu, Rabbi Yisrael Alter, the oldest son of the Imre Emes, that someone once came to him and told him that he was learning in Ar Samech, but nishta bal tshiva, not a bal tshuva, you know, learning in the Ar Samech Kolel, and Ar Samech is a famous bal tshuva yeshiva in Yerushalayim, and the Beis Yisrael of Ger was horrified. Why not? Why not a bal tshuva? Chas v'shalom, we should all be bali tshuva. So, veloli de vizayon, Hashem, when I do sin, let me not feel disgraced. Let me not feel despised. Okay, and that fits beautifully. This explanation fits beautifully with the phrase that we say right after. What is the phrase after? Va'al tashleit banu yetzer hara. That the yetzer hara should not be sholeit over us. What is sholeit? Va'al tashleit banu yetzer hara means that the yetzer hara shouldn't be sholeit over us. Sholeit means control you, means to rule. Shlita means to have something, have total control over something in your grasp. And what does that mean? It means that even when we sin, and even when we come up against the Yetzirah, and maybe we make bad decisions, and maybe there are times that we can't resist the Taivis and the Nisyonos, but Va'al Tashleit Banu Yetzirah. Eibishter, please don't let the Yetzer Hara rule over me. Don't let me be in the Yetzer Hara's grasp. That I want to be able to dream. And this really is about what our aspirations are. Are we in the grasp of the Yetzer Hara? Is the Yetzer Hara ruling over us that we've given up hopes of davening with real passion? Has the Yetzer Hara really grabbed, is the Yetzer Hara ruling over us, so controlling us that we've given up on being tzadekeses and tzadikim? Right, we know when before we come into this world, this is how Tanya starts of the Alter Rebbe of Lubavitch, Zuchus Yagen Aleinu. Tanya, it's a brisa, it's a Tanaitic teaching that before a soul comes into the world, it takes an oath that you're going to be a tzaddik and not a rasha. You all took an oath. Everyone learning together now. We took oaths that we're going to be tzaddikas and tzaddikin. So don't let the Yetzer Hara control you. Don't let the Yetzer Hara rule over you. Don't let the Yetzer Hara be sholeit. The Yetzer Hara is not in control. You're in control. And that's so often when people give up their dreams of really growing in Avodas Hashem. You know, people had dreams when they were maybe teenagers or at whatever point that they were on fire, that they were so passionate in what they hoped to accomplish in relationship with the Borei Olam. But sometimes as time passes on, they become a little bit stale, a little bit hergel about, you know, just mitzvah sanashim limud, as the Navi warns us, about just doing things by rote. And the Yetzer Hara is show, like the Yetzer Hara is controlling, the Yetzer Hara is in his grasp. Va'al tashleit ban Yetzer Hara. We ask Hashem, please don't let the Yetzer Hara keep me in its grasp. That I'm not gonna feel despised and disgraced in your eyes, Eibishter. I'm embarrassed. Boshnu, embarrassment. That's different than bozli. That's different than feeling disgraced and despised. Chas v'shalom. V'loli de bizayon. I won't come to disgrace. Va'al tashli panu yetzara. Eibishter, don't let the yetzara control me. Don't let the yetzara get me to self-destruct and not believe how great I am and what I can accomplish. And then we go on to the next step. Okay. The third phrase we're learning tonight. V'harchikenu me'odom ra u'mechaver ra. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please distance me from an evil person u'mechaver ra, and from a bad friend. So before we get to the obvious question, why do we say Adam Ra and then a Chaver Ra, a bad friend and then a bad person, we'll get to that. But just in general, that after we're saying that Hashem, don't let me be controlled and ruled by my Yetzer Hara, the next phrase is recognizing that we have to make sure that we put ourselves in the proper environment that the Yetzer Hara won't grab us constantly, that we won't come to constant nisyonos. And we recognize that putting ourselves, the company that we keep, is very, very important. That's the very first pasuk of Sefer Tehillim that David HaMelech tells us, Ashrei Ha'ish Asher Lo Halach Ba'atzas Rishon V'Derech HaTam Lo Omar V'Moshev Leitzim Lo Yashov. David HaMelech starts all of Sefer Tehillim by saying, fortunate is the person that is not in the company of the scornful, that is not walking on the path of the sinners, that doesn't keep company with wicked people. Right? So David HaMelech, the very first pasuk in Sefer Tehillim, is telling us what we're davening for every morning. V'archikenu me'odom ra mechavera, as David HaMelech says in the first pasuk in all of the Sefer Tehillim, V'archikenu me'odom ra mechavera. Eibishter, please distance us from those bad influences, from individuals that can have a negative impact upon us. Because although we have Bechira Chavshis, we know, as the Rambam, we discuss this many times, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos Perek Vav, that a person is mushpa from your environment. A person is absolutely influenced by the environment that's around you. And the Rambam writes that if a person finds himself in a place with horrible values, etc., etc., here Rambam says, pick up and leave. Go into a desert. Go into a midbarios. Go into a... Get away from everyone. Because that's how chashuv it is in terms of the environment. And we've told famous stories about this with the son-in-law, the Chavetz Chaim, that, moved away from Yerushalayim to Yafo just to get away from machlokes. He wanted to be away away from an environment of ketata, of quarrels and fights of that nature. So v'archikeinu mi'adam ra'a mi'chaveiro, that we have to know that we have that responsibility to stay away from negative influences. But why does it say mi'adam ra'a and then u'mechaveiro? So there's a beautiful and very important Torah from the Baba Rebbe, that you maybe heard this when you were a kid, but sometimes when you're a parent, that's when you understand it more, when your kids are of a certain age. The Baba Rebbe is Chusagin Aleinu, the Kerem Shlomo, Reb Shlomo Halberstam, one of the great Rebbes post-war. He lost his wife and a number of children in the Shoah. He himself survived with his oldest son, Rebbe Naftolchik, who became the Rebbe after him. A great, great tzaddik, the Baba Rebbe, really just a Mayan HaNiskaber, a wellspring, who continued to give Mayim Chayim, life-restoring waters to Klal Yisrael. And his yahrzeit is, I believe, Rosh Chodesh Av. I believe his yahrzeit is Tuesday night. Tuesday night, Wednesday is his yahrzeit. So the Heilig Baba Rebbe, he says, you know why it says, Me Adam Ra and then Ume Chavera? Because sometimes your friend could be a good person, but just not the right friend for you. Could be a bad friend for you. There's a certain Mechaber Svarim who was a Rebbe in Yeshiva High School in North America for many, many decades. And he wrote this Maisa Shai Kachaya, he wrote this story that happened, that there was a Talmud of his in high school that he was teaching for a few years in high school, that he was a very introvert, very, very inhibited. And he wasn't successful academically and socially. He was awkward. And after high school, the boy went to learn in Eretz Yisrael. And he stayed in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael for 2 years. And he didn't go to the yeshiva that the other boys went to. And when this Rebbe saw him a couple of years later, he said the guy was humble. He was like a different person. He flowered academically and spiritually, became a mitzuyan, became such an amazing, amazing student, and just personality. He was not inhibited. He was friendly. He was outgoing. He was boisterous in a positive way. Imam just couldn't understand it. And then he looked into it a little bit. He knew the boy's parents. He knew the boy, and he spoke to him more. And he chapped. The boy himself understood that this boy from second grade until the end of high school was with the same chaver. This is somewhere out of town, I'm not going to say where. Mamish, from second grade to 12th grade, he was with the same boys. And those boys matured. He was on the younger end of the grade. They matured before him. And because of that, he always felt that he couldn't keep up. And he always felt awkward. And he felt inhibited because everyone else was so much better than him and they seemed to grasp as quick. It was just because they were a little bit older, some of them just matured earlier, and because of that it just affected him. It created such a self-esteem issue that he was quiet socially and academically. He never lived up to his potential. And then when he went to Eretz Yisrael, went to a place without anyone else from his yeshiva high school and day school, that's when he flowered. He mamish blossomed. It was unbelievable. And so, again, those boys weren't bad chas v'shalom. Those were fine bachrim, this guy says. But they weren't, it just was not a good matzah for this boy. It wasn't the proper environment for this boy to grow. And that's what the Baba verse says, v'achikeinu mi'adam ra u'mechaveh ra. And the chaveh ra doesn't necessarily mean that it's an adam ra. It's not necessarily a person who's bad. It's just an individual that is not good for you. That's not good for you. And chaver doesn't only mean friend. Chaver chibur, anyone we're connected to. Co-workers, whoever it is. And that's an important yesod to remember also. That there's a difference between that adamra and the chavera. The chavera doesn't mean that the person is a bad person. Chas v'shalom, just not a good friend for you. Not a good friend for you, whatever. You know, if you ever heard this from your parents. No, Chaim, he's a wonderful boy. He's just not the boy we want you to be hanging out with right now. No one else ever heard that. Okay, I heard that a little bit sometimes. I don't know if you've ever said that to someone. Said that to your kids, but that's the yisod of the Bab of Revi. Now let's continue on. That we ask Hashem that we should be dovuk, we should be attached. We should be attached to the Yetzer HaTov and Maisim Tovim. Dovuk, we use this lashon earlier, v'dabkenu b'mitzvasecha, attach us to your mitzvahs. What does this mean? Why do we have to be attached? What does that mean to be attached to the Yetzer Tov? What does that mean to be attached to Maisim Tovim? So, first, in terms of the Yetzer HaTov, it means the Yetzer HaTov. I love to quote the explanation of Rutsi Meyer Silberberg's Shlita, great tzaddik and mashpia from Eretz Yisrael, someone I've get tremendous inspiration from, someone I was zochet to meet many times and to daven with and to learn from and to talk to in Eitzah. But that Yetzer HaTov means that you look at the positive. Yetzer Hara is to look at negative. Yetzer HaTov, so v'dabkenu b'Yetzer HaTov. We have to be attached to the Yetzer HaTov, to constantly try and see things in the positive, try and look for the good, right? And v'dabkenu, we need to be attached to the Yetzer Hara. It means always to come back to it, even when we're not feeling it. To push ourselves to try and view it that way, but also Pasha Pshat Yetzer Tov means the drive to do good things, the drive to daven, the drive to learn, the drive to do acts of chesed. But then it was a masim tovim. It's nice to be medat, to be dovik to the Yetzer HaTov, but it has to be translated into the Maisim Tovim. V'dabkenu b'Yetzer HaTov uv'Maisim Tovim. That we need to be attached to the good deeds. Why? Because as the Sefer HaChinuch says, Achar ha'pu'ulos nimshachin halvavos. What defines us are our actions. And when you're going to do Maisim Tovim, that is the way also that will strengthen your Yetzer HaTov. That will strengthen the devek, the glue to your Yetzer Tov, is when you just do Maisim Tovim, even if you don't feel it, even if you're not inspired, but you do it, and that draws you further and further, as we explained last time, v'dabkenu b'mitzvasecha. Now, the Chofes Yishrenu Shabbat Lach might be the most interesting pshat tonight, and this is from Rav Schwab in his Sefer, such an interesting pshat. V'chofes Yishrenu Shabbat Lach, very often we think, means that Hashem, the Kof, that we should bend the Yetzer Hara to be subservient to you. Rav Schwab says, no, that's not pshat. V'chofes Yishrenu Shabbat Lach means that we should bend our Yetzer HaTov to be subservient to you. What does that mean? To be Meshabed the Yetzer HaTov? To make the Yetzer HaTov subservient to God? And Rav Schwab says such an unbelievable Yesod. I know I keep saying everything's a Yesod, a fundamental principle of Judaism, but they are. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, when someone asked Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, what's the oldest, most authentic Machshava Sefer work of Jewish philosophy? He gave the person a sitter. And the person was like confused. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, if you want to know the most authentic repository of Jewish philosophy that's not directly from the Torah, he goes, it's a sitter. The Siddur is the greatest collection of Jewish philosophy. You want to know what it is to live as a Jew, to feel as a Jew, to breathe as a Jew? Learn the Siddur. So that's what we're doing. So this is Yesod. V'chofes Yisrenu L'shtabed Lach, and it's related to the 3 weeks, that we should bend our Yetzer HaTov to do your will. Because Rav Schwab says sometimes Yetzer HaTov, this desire to see only the good, or the desire to just be connected to God and to do good, sometimes it can run amok. Sometimes the desire for good can be so strong, it can overwhelm our sense of doing what is correct in the Dalet Amos of Halacha, in the four cubits of Halacha, of Jewish law, right? What's the classic example of this? Nadav Aviyu. Aaron's two sons that were the greater of the four sons, the two that were the best of them. Nadav Aviyu. That what did they do on the day that the Mishkan was erected for the first time? They brought an Esh Zara. They brought a fire that was not commanded by God. And it wasn't Avodah Zara in the sense of an other God. No, it was out of a deep, deep yearning for Hashem. It was from a deep place of Avas Hashem that their soul was just springing forth, that they just had to bring this fire up to Hashem because they were on fire to the Eibishter. But Hashem didn't command them to bring such a fire. And Rachman al Tzlan, because Hashem didn't command them to bring such a fire, what happened to them? They got burnt up. That, Rav Schwab, is an example of the Chof es Yishrenu L'shtabed Lach, that we should bend our Yetzer HaTov in service of you. But there's also another pshat, a very sad pshat, that the Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Vav quotes that actually relates to this time of year. We know the Gemara says that Yerushalayim was Nechrav because of Kamtza and Bar Kamtza. Jerusalem was destroyed because of a whole story with Kamtza and Bar Kamtza. Now's not the time to get into the story of Kamtza and Bar Kamtza, but basically the Chachamim were in a real tough bind. And they had two ways out that could have made the Roman emperor calm and everything could have been smoothed over. But there was one Tana who said no. One Tana, Rabbi Zecharia ben Avkulos. Rabbi Zecharia ben Avkulos didn't let them bring an animal that had a blemish on it. They said, you know, this one time, let's offer an animal with a blemish. If not, who knows what the emperor is going to do? It's a whole story. We're not going to get into it. But Rabbi Yechanan came and said, the Heilige Rabbi Yechanan said, it was because of the misplaced humility of Rabbi Zecharia ben Avkulos that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Meaning, it was out of a sense of Yetzer HaTov, of fidelity to Halacha, that he wasn't able to bend under the circumstances. And because of that, it brought korban, it brought destruction. Or what about sometimes people are so fahitzed for Hashem's sake, they're going to make a macha, a protest, right? They're going to protest for the honor of Hashem. So often, is it really the honor of Hashem that they're protesting? Or it's their own feeling of righteous indignation that is being fed? And that's the chofes is shenul shtabelach. That I know my yetzer hatov might lead me into questionable place. And Hashem, please make sure that my yetzer hatov doesn't take me far away. We ask Hashem that every day give us chen, chesed, and rachamim. Chen is graciousness, is a lashon chinam. Hashem, even though I don't deserve anything, chen, in case I don't deserve it. Rachamim is when a person deserves the compassion of the Ribon Shalom, and Chesed is in between. So we say, listen, Hashem, I make no bones. I understand. B'chol yom l'chein. Maybe I deserve something. It should be with compassion. I deserve your compassion. And Hashem, I should have this chen, this chesed, this racham, this graciousness, this kindness, and this compassion in your eyes and in the eyes of all who see us. Right? So what does it mean, be'enecha, first in Hashem's eyes? If Hashem says it's okay, that's it, right? No, only what matters to Hashem. So this is teaching us also a very important point in Judaism, that in Judaism we believe that we're supposed to be ma'uriv in ma'brius. We don't say we're going to do it and the rest of the world can go to Gehenna and we don't care about them. No. Ve'enei kol ro'enu, there's an idea of a kiddush Hashem. There's an idea how we act. Right? And the Gemara has numerous stories of Tanoim and Amorim that were Mekadoshim Shemayim and dealing with Arab merchants and non-Jews and with Jews. That this is something that how we're viewed by others is important to a degree, obviously. Not that we should be an Eved, not God forbid, not that we should be a slave to people's perceptions of us, but understanding that if we're living Torah the right way, in general, it means that there'll be l'chein l'chesed l'racham b'yenech. Again, first and foremost is in God's eyes. Of course, that's the most important. But after that, uve'enei kol ro'enu, Hashem, let it be l'chein l'chesed l'racham. Let the way that I act find graciousness and kindness and compassion in the eyes of all that sees us. V'sigmalenu chasadim tovim. And Hashem, gemol, shar ha-gemol is the gate of the reward of getting what we deserve. That Hashem, v'sigmalenu, bestow upon us what we deserve, and it should be chasadim tovim. It should be good acts of kindness. But what does that mean, chasadim tovim? And that's how the bracha ends. Baruch ato Hashem gomel chasadim tovim la'amo Yisrael. So what is a chesed tov? Isn't everything from Hashem ultimately a chesed, and isn't everything, of course, tov? So this is the famous pshat that's often shared. I heard it, Reb Meilich Biederman quotes this a number of times, that why do we wish someone, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Shana Tova Mesuka, a good and sweet year? Because everything from the Ribono Shalom is tov. Everything from Hashem is good, right? But the idea is that we should perceive it as good. It should be chasadim tovim. That's how some say that the chesed of Hashem here should be perceived as tov to us. We know everything is chesed from Hashem. Again, it's a little bit different because there's tova umesuka, that the good from Hashem should be sweet, that we should taste the goodness. But here, the idea of chasadim tovim, that these are chasadim from Hashem, acts of kindness from Hashem, that we can perceive here as tov. There's another pshat, I don't remember who brought it down, chasadim tovim, that we should be the beneficiaries of Hashem's kindness, but tovim, that we should be able to pay it forward. The idea of tov, the idea of good, is derech hatov lahitiv. The way of the good is to bestow good upon others, right? Lo tov heyosa adam levado, esa esa lo ezer kenegdo, that when Adam was a singular being, right? So Hashem said, it's not good. Lo tov. There's no tov when Adam is by himself. I have to create another human being that there could be tov, that Adam can bestow good upon. So that's the idea of Sigmalenu chasodim tovim. Hashem, let the kindness that you do to us, let us perceive it as good. And let us pay the kindness that you do to us, let us be able to pay it forward. And we end the bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem gomel chasodim tovim la'mo Yisrael. What is the ultimate good kindness that Hashem bestows upon us? Again, go back to the beginning of the bracha. What is it? What is it that at the beginning of the bracha we say the ultimate tov that Hashem bestows upon us is Hamavir Shena Meinais Numa Miafapai, that Hashem lets us stay woke. The ultimate good kindness is that Hashem allows us to perceive emes and stay connected to what's true. And everything we read in the Zebrach is what's true. Lo lidei nisayon v'lo lidei bizayon, that we shouldn't come to nisyonos, and that we shouldn't come to be despised or disgraced by the Eibishter. Hashem loves us. V'al tashlit banu yetzahara, to understand the yetzahara doesn't control us. And v'rachkenem yaldim ra, and Hashem should just bless us all, that we should always stay woke spiritually. We should never be in the grasp, be controlled and ruled, chas v'shalom, by Yetzahara, but should we all be davek, we should all be attached to Torah, to chesed, and to mitzvahs. Have a great, great week, everyone. Daven well, daven well.